Hey, welcome to Water Cooler. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, yes. You know how this show goes. I, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my cruel digital bud and Matt and Kaylin. We're fresh off our Patreon meetup, and man, I feel good. That's a good way to kick things off, I think, for anything, really. But let me introduce everybody who's here. So all the way in Northern Hollywood.
Northern
Hollywood.
Yes.
It's Mr. Mike Dawson.
Hi, Chris Loxamana.
Hey. Yeah, make sure to say something after I introduce you, so then the listener will know your voice. Because otherwise, you could just sound like one of us.
Who I am.
Yeah, they need to differentiate which one is you. And then all the way in, also in Northern Hollywood, California, it's Kaylin Bean.
What's going on?
Hey, Kaylin. And yes, Kaylin has a Golden Tee arcade behind him. He's obviously at his other studio there, where he records his podcast, such as Bad TV. So,
that's right.
Yeah, it looks good, though. And all the way in Austin, TX, it's Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hi, Matt. All right.
Hey, Chris.
A lot going on. So first off, yes, fresh off the Malo Money meetup in Patreon, we had a lot of fun. People were driving. There were kids in the back seat. I saw a cat eating ice cream. I mean, we really did it all.
We covered the gamut.
Yeah,
Someone was either Spider-Woman or being dragged across the ground. It's still not entirely clear. But we saw some weird upside down shit.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we don't record those shows. So, if it was something very bad, we really have no evidence of it, except maybe some eyewitnesses. Speaking of, if you're an eyewitness to a crime, I do question my ability to recall information. And Matt, I'm sure you see this a lot when you're doing your stories.
Sure.
Like, there are times when I just play mental games with myself when I'm driving, thinking, okay, if that car hit you, Chris, what was that license plate number? And I have
do the
no
same
idea.
Thing.
I cannot recall that. And so it's unbelievable how people can do this to the point where, you know, oh, what were you doing on Tuesday, January 8th, 1999? You know, try to figure out your alibi or whatever. It's like, I don't know where I was. So
I would say generally from my experience, this is general. There's obviously exceptions to this. But in the research that I've done on this topic, trauma is going to impact you one of two ways, generally speaking. You're either fucking not going to remember any of it, or it's just going to be so deeply implanted in you that you'll remember every detail. And I know that there's different shades of it, but I feel
that's pretty good, Matt. No, I'm going to agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Great.
I wasn't sure if there's, I can hear air quotes, but
scientific to me. It seems scientific to me.
I felt air quotes too. So this is pretty wild.
Yeah, it was like auditory air quotes. I don't know what you call those.
Yeah, air quotes and eye rolls. But
great album.
There is also the part where I'd be too embarrassed if this happened. Like, okay, you saw the guy get away. What kind of car was he driving?
I'm agreeing with Matt.
Yeah,
he doesn't believe me.
I don't either, dude. I don't either. Yeah, they asked me,
Jesus Christ.
What kind of car was that getaway car? And I'll just be like, it was a gray one. Like, I can't recall car models very well, especially like just like a regular sedan or something. Like, when I drive now, I'm trying to pay attention and like, okay, that truck, that's a Toyota Tacoma, or that, you know, that's a Nissan Sentra. And I'm trying to quiz myself and try to memorize license plates, where I'm not paying as much attention to the road now, but
you should pay attention to driving, Chris.
I'm trying to exercise my brain just in case.
You should be paying attention to memorizing the cars around you.
Just in case. You know, I'm trying to turn into that Jason Bourne scene, you know, my favorite Jason Bourne scene. So I'm trying to...
And use your windshield wipers more often.
I should. That one I definitely need to do. But yeah, I'm having to recall any of that stuff, I'm embarrassingly bad at it. So if anything happens in front of me, I'm the best person to commit a crime in front of, is what I'm trying to say.
Good to know. Keep that in mind. Is the license plate really what you should be like trying to get anyway from this? Like, if you're in a really bad car accident, that car's probably going to be there too.
Well, or what if I saw this car hit and run somebody and they ask me for something?
I see. Okay.
Yeah, because cars hit and run all the time. I'd be so effed if a car hit and ran me.
That happened to me.
Oh, that's right. And Kalen, what were you able to recall about that car?
It was black. It was a piece of shit. Don't remember any of the license plate.
See?
By the time I knew what happened, it was gone. I couldn't even see the license
plate. If you knew the license plate, would that have been helpful?
Yeah, I probably would have reported it or tried to do something with that information, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And not even just cars, people. Oh, how tall was that guy? 6'1", 2", maybe a little short. Like,
this is a fine line. There's a fine line between vigilant citizen and paranoid occupant.
Where do I lie?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine line, man.
Yeah.
Be careful,
occupant.
Is all I'm saying.
Just how do we put air quotes in front of Dawson's screen? Because I feel like that's just how he's communicating with us these days. So I'd be a terrible witness. Or if someone tries to like one of those sketch artists, those police sketch artists that try to, oh, what do you look like? There's no way. There's no way I'd be able to do this. So, yeah, as I said, best person to commit a crime in front of. All right. Anyway, so I was walking my boy around today. So Jen, she's been watching the boy a lot while I've been working. So I said, hey, get a massage today. Go get a massage. I'll handle the boy. So we walk over. We go over to 2nd Street, Kalen. You know 2nd Street.
Sure.
And she goes and gets her massage. So I have about an hour to just walking this guy around.
Bang.
Yeah, so I have the bassinet in the stroller, and I'm walking by, and you know, at first, whenever I walk him around, I don't know why, but I get mildly insulted that not everybody is peeking inside to tell me how cute this baby is. Like, they just walk by me. They're just walking by me. Like, you guys aren't going to say anything. Like, look at me. I have a freaking baby in this bassinet. You're not even going to peek in and tell me how cute you think this baby is. You're just going to go
like
on with your life.
That used to happen all the time.
Yeah. It has like the hood.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you kind of have to make an effort to look, but it's just me. Like, it's either a baby or it's a bunch of soda cans, whatever, but.
Right.
Yeah. But if you think about the reverse, those people walking by, and yeah, it would be nice to, you know, see a cute baby. But it could also come off as very weird that you're like really trying to get a good look.
Hey, let me see that baby. Can I see that baby? Let me see that baby.
Let me see the baby.
See the baby. I see the baby.
Yeah.
One lady did a double take. She wasn't as creepy as Matt was when he just did, but she stops and she goes, "Hey," and I turn back because she walked by me a little bit. She goes, "What's in there?"
That's when you say cans. Just cans. Cans. They're just cans.
I still don't understand what
it's a speed reference. A reference to speed.
No.
Did you? Okay.
Why in the movie?
Why was that woman carrying cans? I don't know. That's true. She's like a home. I think she's a crazy homeless
person. I think she's a crazy homeless person. Yeah.
She's so with it's like collecting one, and they're both fairly.
Are they look normal?
They're not, yeah, they look very normal, and they're like together and just out for a stroll.
She's prudent with her money. She's going to go collect some recycling.
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock ruined it for everybody.
I feel like it's not 50-50. Maybe at least 25% just living in Los Angeles. There's a good chance that that's dog. That's not baby. That's a dog in there.
Oh, certainly. I did walk by some dog strollers.
Yeah.
Because also while walking, well, especially since having this baby and getting all the gear for it, like, I'm looking at everyone's hardware now. I'm looking at what their holsters, their strollers, their car seats. Like, I'm paying attention. Like, oh, what kind of hardware are you rocking?
You're rocking. Yeah.
Kaylin, I'm sure you were the same way. So,
yeah, when I was at your house, I was like, look at this cup you got over here.
Yeah, that's right.
Why didn't
I
get one of these when the girls were younger?
That's right. Cup. So,
sippy cup? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, sippy cup.
Yeah.
Well, solid.
Chris already had those.
Okay, man. There we go. It was only a matter of time. So she's like, what's in there? I was like, oh, it's a baby boy. Like, I sounded confused because that was a weird question. I've never had to answer that. Like, oh, it's a baby boy. So now I look shady.
Because
I don't even have Jen with me. So I'm just this guy. Walking around this bassinet that's closed, I'm like, I swear it's a baby. Just take my word for
and
it.
And you know, yeah. She may think you're 15.
Oh yeah, I certainly could look young. So yes,
with a beard.
Yeah.
But she looked inside. She complimented the baby and all was good. And now I'm walking around. I'm doing laps around Second Street just to, you know, trying to keep myself busy for an hour. And I'm like, okay, I should get a little
just trying to get snack. More attention.
Oh yeah, definitely trying to get attention here. Like, you know, pausing in front of the patios, any of the outdoor seating, and like pretend to look around. Maybe tilt him a little bit so they can see what's going on. Like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was on that slant there. And so I'm looking for a snack, and I'm thinking, I should wait for Jen to eat, so I'll just get something to drink. And they have a juice place, like just a regular, you know, just get your juices. And I go in, and they're out of like a lot of the green juices, but they have like those ginger shots. Have you guys ever done that? Just taking a shot of ginger juice?
No.
No.
Sounds horrible. No.
It's just take wheatgrass shots.
Yeah, it's like a wheatgrass shot. Yeah, but now whatever.
Only worse.
It's ginger, cayenne pepper, and lemon juice.
Oh, sounds good.
You take a shot. It's great. I've been doing it.
If somebody handed it to me.
Yeah,
it actually tastes good.
Yeah, it's great. It's a spicy meatball for sure, but it's
this is like instead of a cup of coffee, you just have a shot of this and you're fucking.
I don't think it's really. It does wake you up. I don't think its intention is. I think it's like it actually has some health benefits to it, but and it may, but because it's really really strong. Like you can't get more than just a shot of it. So I've been doing this for years, right? I've been taking these shots for years because I used to work at like a place that made them. So I go, okay, I'll take the ginger and cayenne and lemon shot.
How much does one of these shots cost?
$4.
Okay.
They don't put bourbon in it?
No, I know. No booze. I know. There's no Michelin star for this place. So she goes and she gets the little glass. Oh no, it's like it's not even a glass. It's like what they put sauces in, like the little those plastic ramekins. And she has the mixture and she goes, she's about to pour it. She goes, do you want an orange slice?
And yeah,
it's like a chaser, yeah. Right? Like, you know, like a lime.
Like a tequila shot. Yeah.
And I look at her, I'm like, no, I'm good. And she goes, okay. And she stops again. Are you sure you don't want the orange slice? And I look at her.
As good as you're claiming.
I'm insulted. Like, no, she just thinks I can't hang. She thinks
she's calling you a liar.
You know, I've been taking this shot for years.
Or she knows something you don't know.
And I've been doing it no chaser. Okay, straight zero chaser whenever I've been taking this shot.
There's apparently supposed to be a chaser, which is leading me to believe this does not taste as good as you're claiming it does.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's not something I crave. I do enjoy it. But yeah, Dawson already knows this. So I go, no, I don't need an orange. Please just pour the freaking shot. So she pours it. And I take a tiny sip, the spiciest fucking thing I've ever tasted in my life. Yeah. And I'm like, my eyes are watering.
And now
I'm trying so hard just not to cough. And I look at this lady and I just go, I just do the head like, and then I just walk out. I just walk out with this thing.
Oh, man.
Chris.
I'm not going to ask for the freaking orange now. No, now I'm just walking out with this plastic thing of ginger juice. And I'm just like, and the stroller, I'm having trouble getting the stroller out because it's like a thin space. My wheel's hitting the door. And like, all right. You know, but just really mouthing it. I can't speak right now. My vocal cords are done. I can't even inhale or exhale. It's just trying not to cough this thing out as my eyes are tearing up. And yeah, it is insanely embarrassing. But you know, I had to leave there with my head held high, and which I think I did. And I eventually finished the shot.
No, humility is a wonderful thing sometimes. You could have gotten an orange slice out of it, and you probably would have enjoyed that so much more. And you could have looked at the lady and said, you know what? You are right. I need that orange shot, please.
That's what I thought the head nod was for when you initially told the story.
Oh, no.
I get it now. All right, give me the slice. No.
The head nod was...
He's too proud.
The head nod was, have a nice day. See you never.
And I'm totally cool. Left.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I had to do. And, you know,
you should have given it to the baby.
I should the orange. I don't think I'm allowed to feed him anything.
Just said, yeah, that's good. And then went to feed it to the baby and watched the look on her face.
Jen wasn't very happy. So I get a text. So now I'm done walking. And as I get a text from Jen, like, hey, my wallet's in the stroller and I need to tip the lady. Can you meet me? I'm almost done with the massage. So I go back to the massage place and I walk in with the stroller and Jen's not out. And I go, so how much for a massage for the baby? She started laughing a little bit, but and literally as I was asking, Jen walks out and she goes, "I'm sorry, he's stupid."
That's pretty good.
But then we have lunch and argue about our I argue about her core shirt, which was a whole meetup conversation anyway. I still am like tasting this ginger shot, so yeah, take the orange slice. But here's the thing, I'm not a chaser guy. Like, even when I take shots like tequila, whiskey, yeah. I never take the chaser. I never do the lime. I typically don't need it.
Here's the thing. When somebody asks you twice,
that's
it's
right.
usually a clue that they know something that you don't know.
This is right.
And then maybe it's a character flaw of mine, but when somebody offers me something and then they go twice, just to shut them up, I will take it and walk away.
Mm.
You know, just to end this whole thing that we've got going on about the orange slice.
You're right. I was too proud.
So,
Matt, yeah. What is your chaser of choice? I bet I know what it is.
Hmm.
You seem
I
like
don't.
Oh, okay. If you had a shot of whiskey. Oh, here. Let's do a little role playing here.
All right.
Hey, what's up, man? This place is great.
Get the fuck out of my bar, dude. No, sorry. Right, sorry. Sorry. Later. You're right. Sorry. That's not good improv. I'm sorry. That was bad. That okay, let me reset. Hey, welcome to the bar, sir.
What's up, dude?
Hi.
Love
what would
the
you
hat.
Like? What, hey, we're giving you shots of whiskey with your chaser of your choice.
Oh, now, cool. Thanks.
All right. So here's the whiskey. What's your choice all of right. chaser?
What do you suggest? And C.
Yeah. Ooh,
I guess Coca-Cola.
No, but look, you're
Sprite?
Using the wrong drink. It can't be whiskey. It has to be like Goldschlager or something that you definitely want a fucking chaser out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's
so
it's
Matt,
Bacardi 151.
What are you asking?
I'm still
for
going
right
with Coke. I'm going for just for Coke. I think that's just it's just like a classic mouthwash.
Here's the thing.
You know?
You're right, but I think the carbonation is would
after
actually
after you do the line of Coke. What are you asking for?
the carbonation, like after taking something that kind of is already burning on its way down, and then you do carbonation, so you might as well just take Pop Rocks and swallow them whole. Would it be weird if I asked the bartender for apple juice? Because it's smoother and sweeter.
You may as well show them the sippy cup at that point.
Because I think apple juice would be a pretty damn good chaser.
Just go with lemonade if you want to go into the
too
fruit world.
Too much citric acid in that. I'm trying to ease the burn.
Okay.
So I think something smooth, like apple juice.
Just ask for milk. Ask them if they have a nice big glass of milk.
Yeah, I'll take a milk.
Some appy juicy and some milk, please.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it sucks that kids, like children, have claimed food that I enjoy. And now whenever I order it, it's like, oh, little baby wants his milk or his apple juice. Like, I do love apple juice. I would love to order an apple juice sometimes. Or I love chicken tenders. And whenever I order chicken tenders, somebody's like, how old are you? Are you 7? What are you doing? And
I guess it depends on the location.
Yeah, I guess it does. But like, because I go
you know
to
what they say,
and by the way, the one who does that,
if you go to a fucking steakhouse and you order chicken tendies, then we have to talk.
Yeah, then
right. No, it's usually
you're
like
Chick-fil-A. It's forgivable.
Okay. Yeah. But chicken tendies, like at a restaurant, a sit down restaurant, you order chicken tendies.
Got questions.
Yeah. You got questions.
Chicken tendies and an apple juice, please.
Yeah. Like, look,
you want to see our brunch menu? No.
Yeah. No, I'm good. You got chicken tendies?
Yeah, I'll just have an order of your finest chicken tendies, please. And some apple juice. Yeah, see, that would be weird, but it's not fair that these kids have claimed these fantastic foods.
Oh, you don't have dino-shaped nuggets here? That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, see, it will be a problem. I don't know. So,
I
don't think it's fair. By the way, we do have the comments going, the live comments as well. And Eric Jenks, who is at the meetup, he's watching the show live right now. He messaged. He says apple juice is great with whiskey. So, he gets. So, maybe I'm on to something here.
Probably okay with rum, too.
Yeah,
but I'm sure.
Kaylin, you come across a lot of apple juice in your life these days. That'd be pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, Kalen, he brought juice boxes to my house the other day, Doss. He just travels with juice boxes.
Yeah, I just travel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always have a handy, cool
knapsack.
No, I got the satchel. I don't think you might not have been here for
okay,
that.
Okay, but it's not. I remember you got the satchel, but does it stay cool? You know, is it refrigerated?
No. It's not that high tech. No.
You got to up your game, bro.
I got it too small, and I got it too hot. I need to get the cool bigger. Yeah.
All right.
You can just get one of those bags, one of those heat bags.
Get a heat bag.
They sell them at grocery stores and shit. Heat and cool bag.
A heat bag sounds disgusting.
For sure.
Why would you need a heat bag?
For chicken wings. I got to keep them warm, baby. I got a long drive.
Come on, dude. When you're taking care of your kids and you have got hot wings in your satchel, you got to...
I guess a heat bag.
Imagine I'm with kids and I just pull out a chicken wing and start eating.
I guess a heat bag is like what the pizza delivery guy has.
You got the blue cheese dressing.
it's like one of those coin things on the belt, but instead it's just dipping sauce.
Yeah, perfect. Yep, it's dipping.
Yeah, I like this. I like this idea. This sounds fun.
Okay. Yeah, let's get you a heat
satchel.
Instead
of dropping out a quarter, which I mean those things are long gone. But we should bring it back with just some dipping sauce. A ranch in one, a little ketchup in another.
Yeah. Yep. Remember how everyone was trying to get that Szechuan sauce back? You can
have the little cups that have it in and out. You know, you just pull that off the bottom of one thing and then you
squirt, and you're good, ready to go.
Hit the barbecue sauce on your other belt.
Dude.
And then, I love this.
And then you just, you take your dino nugs.
Mark Cuban, where are you at, dude?
I had a friend who would bring McDonald's sweet and sour sauces.
A wing vest.
McDonald's sweet and sour sauces to other restaurants, and it was insanely embarrassing because he just loved that sauce on everything.
Kayla was so excited with that Szechuan sauce.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I got it, too. The only reason why.
Rick and Morty.
The only reason why was Rick and Morty.
Yeah, Kalen was super into that Szechuan sauce at McDonald's. He was part of the movement to bring it back.
I don't understand because it was so good, too. Let's bring it back. Come on. You can do it.
They really could do it.
Asian flavor kick to it. You're not getting that with any McDonald's sauces. Funny.
Yeah. Kalen, what would it take for you to just walk into an In-N-Out, order a small drink, but then instead of filling a soda, you fill it with the ketchup at the dispenser?
And film it. What am I doing?
you're just
I don't know, a state quarter.
Oh well, I know we have a quarter update, so I'm glad you bring that up. So before we get to the quarter update, though, which I'm excited for, why don't we do some listener comments? Now it's time for listener comments. All right, and once again, these are all comments found within our Facebook group, and if you're not a part of this Facebook group, you're missing out because it's a lot of fun. And all you have to do is just go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. You answer a few questions, we might let you in. And it's my favorite place on the internet. Really, really fun, great community of like-minded people as yourself. And by like-minded, I mean you just like good stuff. You like the finer things in life. And you enjoy the show. You enjoy good things. So join this.
You like Steve Winwood.
If you like Steve Winwood.
You know?
Yeah.
The finer things are shining through.
Yeah. What's the other Steve Winwood song?
Lost in you.
Yeah.
Bring me a higher love.
Yeah, that's right. If you like Steve Winwood, that's a good song, by the way.
And then, of course, John Barleycorn is dead, but that's way back with Traffic.
That's right, but still, we can talk about this in the group amongst other things, like this comment from Nicholas Doivetter.
Nicholas? He sounds like a new commenter. I don't recognize his name.
Yeah, Nicholas. Well, he was listening to our last episode. Remember how Dawson said, if you have pineapple decoration, then it means you're a swinger?
Never happened.
You did say that.
Dawson brought that up, but somebody brought it up.
Dawson, absolutely.
I did. Yes, Matt, I did.
I did remember somebody bringing it up.
Believe me. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is why it's so confusing.
So Dawson brought that up. He said, "Oh, I heard if you have pineapple decorations, it means it's like a sign that you're a swinger." Well, right. Nicholas has shined some new light onto this. He says, "By the way, the whole pineapple swinger thing is if it's upside down. So the pineapple, if you have an upside down pineapple, that is how you know it's a swinger." He says, "My wife and I have plenty of pineapple decorations right side up, based on a disagreement we had about how they grow. Everyone always makes fun of us when they hear about pineapples, but we've checked. So, Matt, it's safe to wear your shirt." And he provided a link. But, yeah, so it's the upside-down pineapple that shows that you're down a swing.
Gotcha.
Good to know.
Good
to know.
Yeah, so there we go.
Now, what if you prefer pineapple juice as a chaser after a shot? What does that say about you?
I don't...
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, pineapple juice is great. Pineapple, you don't even need it as a chaser. Just pour it in whatever liquor you're drinking. Pineapple juice is a fantastic addition to the to your alcoholic beverage, I think. But as a chaser, might be a little too citricy. I don't know, whatever.
Citricy.
Citrusy?
Cyclical. It might be cyclical. Or
it's just acidic. It's too acidic. And I think, that's why you need the apple juice.
Acetaminophen.
Yeah. Johnny Shine says, "At the high school I work at, we have a racing simulator in the driver's ed room. I was hanging out there one day, and one of my students walks in while kids are racing. He goes, 'Oh, is this the racist room?' I couldn't contain my laughter, and now I can't unhear that phrase." Two wildly different things. But did you guys ever do the simulators when you were in driver's ed?
I just remember Corolla had a racing simulator, and at some point I was tasked with trying to build that thing, and that was a goddamn disaster. Yeah. I don't know if that thing ever actually worked. It seemed
it like did.
It could be so awesome, and it just never quite worked the way it was supposed to, right?
I forget who the guy who got it working was, but it was one of the younger guys that worked for us.
Oh, it was Nick. Okay.
Well, whoever got it up came to me and said, "I can't drive a stick, so can you try this thing?" And I'm like, "Fuck yeah." So I got to be the first to race on that thing. Dude, it is awesome. Yeah. And it's difficult. It's not easy.
It's like a three-screen view, like three big monitors. And it was pretty cool once you got it up and running, Matt. Take our word for it. Now,
sorry to interrupt, but I got to go in like 5 minutes.
Okay, let's do a quarter update before you leave.
Yeah, let's break.
All right.
So
quarters. I don't have the intro.
Oh, you don't have the intro. Quarters.
Let's play quarters.
Okay. Hold on. I thought I'd have the intro here too.
Okay. Go ahead.
I've gotten 4 state quarters in the last 2 weeks, actually. I was not here last week.
Oh.
God, a dollar.
Now, remember, last quarter update Kalen had, he had the most epic of quarter updates. Where I think he did, he got 4 brand new ones, because for some reason he does quarter updates and he does repeats, and it drives me nuts. It drives everybody nuts. Yet he still decides to continue going on about his life this way. But he has 4 quarter updates. No reason to get excited yet until I hear if these are brand new states that he's never had yet. But let's do it, Ken, because I'm hearing everybody's kind
of money.
All these states are congregating to their respective capitals and such, and they're ready to hear if their state, if they get the call.
Well, like I said, I got 4 in the last 2 weeks, and it is Hawaii, Georgia, Nebraska, and Kentucky.
He has all those already. They're all freaking
repeats.
I'm
just glad you're making money, my friend. That's a dollar that is now yours to spend, and I'm proud. It's my change,
so I'm actually spending money. I'm losing money here. I guess I'm saving it. But luckily, I do have something fun, even though they're all repeats. Somebody sent this to the studio, and Chris gave it to me when I went over to his house on Sunday. And unfortunately, we don't know who this person is.
Yeah, so if you sent this to me, please make yourself known.
Yeah, and you're going to have to tear up on the video tier to see it. So you're going to have to...
This is a free show. You can just go on YouTube, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's huge, dude.
Yeah, it is big.
Yeah, hold it up next to your head.
Put your dick away.
See.
Show us what you're going to show us. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's like twice the size of my head, and it is a fancy, fancy U.S. quarter and territory quarters too. I now have more than just the state quarters.
Yeah, so this is a substantial booklet, but I mean it's one page, but it's a U.S. map for those. I mean, we've been talking about cartography for a while, so of course we have a map here. So we have the U.S. map, and each state has a quarter-shaped hole in it to where Kalen can fill it. Are the names of the states in there too, Kalen? Because there's no way you're going to figure out what state it is.
That was my question, because I think the whole idea was to have Kalen have a blank map, and then he has to try to figure out where the quarter belongs. But
I mean, that
I fear that that map may be labeled.
We just need to maybe tape over the state, and then I could do it all, and then just rip off the tapes and see. But I mean, I'm still down to do that. Just because I see it here now doesn't mean I'm going to remember.
So it does have the state names on it.
Oh yeah, it's got the state names.
We got to get those names covered up pronto.
Yeah, we'll cover the names up. Yeah, I'm very excited for
that. So Kalen is filling. So he now has a place to store his quarters that is better than the little jar next on his bedside table with that he also keeps chapstick.
Your wife made
and,
that. So.
And careful. Cough drops. But the beautiful little jar that he puts his cough drops and whatever fits in there, he'll throw it in there. I'm glad. I'm glad for you to see, because now you can really see map this out. So apologies to all the states who thought they were going to be celebrating today, and put that food on ice, because one day Kalen will give you the call. But anyway, that was a great quarter update, Kalen. Can't wait to see you,
Kalen.
Fill this all booklet right. out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And with that, I got to go. So.
All righty, bye, Kalen. Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you, dude.
He has better places to be, I guess.
Yeah, he's got to go record a podcast that makes way more money than ours for some reason.
Don't know where that is.
Around way longer than they have. Yeah, how is that possible?
Oh, is that true?
Oh yeah, dude. Let's just say I want to shame our audience here, because these people, the show that Kalen works for, their Patreon following is fucking gigantic. It is gigantic compared to our Patreon following. Frankly, I'm insulted. Matt. We've been around for so much longer. We should our Patreon following should be way bigger than their Patreon following. Ooh, I'm getting emotional here.
I feel a little bitter.
Patreon.com/watercooler. Come on. We're going to let fucking Dylan win? Are you kidding me?
He did win the Hunger Dome.
I get that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point.
That's probably why. You know what it was? It's all
I like Patrick, but way more Patreon followers than us.
It's the Hunger Dome momentum. Like, once you win that, I mean, you're
the Hunger Domentum.
It's the Hunger Domentum. So that, and look, you win the Hunger Dome. Next, Matt, you should win the Hunger Dome if you really want more Patreon followers here. That just follow his lead. Don't, let everybody get theirs. But, you know, just find out what he did and then just do it too. So win the Hunger Dome and don't clean your office. All right. So let's get going with another comment here. Oh, by the way, speaking of racing simulators. The class I had, it was kind of like the Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios, or now the Simpsons ride. My teacher would put down, this is a zero period, by the way, zero period. I don't know if they still have zero period, but it's a freaking, they created a time for you to have a class before school actually starts. And
you know what that was for me? Band.
Yeah.
They'll put all the band nerds, get up at 6 a.m. nerd, play music, nerd. Huh. Then you can go to school.
Yeah. Yeah, you have zero period. Band, driver's ed. The extracurricular classes, right? So
homeroom. Stephanie Blaine mentioned.
Oh, that's right. So
live chat, baby.
We do have the live chat. So I remember zero period. So we go in there just super haggard, and then we'd sometimes have to use the simulators where it's like he had like 10 boxes. It almost looked like if you're in a bandstand, you know how everybody has like their own little podium and they play behind, you know, they play their horns behind these podiums where they keep their music. So it kind of looked like that, but they had wheels and the gas. And so he would just play this thing on the overhead projector of this simulator. And he would just watch as everybody would just turn. And he knew all the little things. So it's like, all right, now we're going down the street. Just ease into the gas, ease into the gas. Watch out, there's a cat. And then a cat would just run across the freaking street. Like, he knew all the cues. And it was so weird. Because then he's like, and it would let you know if you hit the, like, you had a light. So if it's like, oh, locks him on, you didn't break early enough for that cat. You just ran over that cat, and he'd call you out for all the different things.
Wow, that's fucking,
and that's how that's how I learned how to drive, was just this fake simulator that
did
would
you kill the cat?
Shame you. Yeah, of course I killed that cat, dude. Not on purpose. But look, if you're not, if that cat is just going to run across a street like that, I mean, You know, birds do that a lot. I drive by way too many birds that just decide to just fly right in front of my car as close as they can before they get out of the way. They just cross me, like as if I'm a baseball that was just thrown from Randy Johnson's hand back in spring training of 90, whatever. Like, they want me to hit them, and then they just get, and then they leave right there. And it's just, so yeah, any animals that dart across, of course I'm going to try to avoid it, but by the way, I will say, I don't think, to my best of my knowledge, I've never ran over an animal, and I actually ran over an animal.
I ran over a squirrel one time when I was like 16, and I saw it in my little rear view mirror, and that image is
that'll burn.
I've seen a lot of roadkill, don't get me wrong, but that was the one and only time. And I was like, oh, that was painful. How about you, Dawson?
I murdered a crow.
Yeah, Dawson ran over a crow once.
I remember. You told us about that.
I saw him right after this happened. He was really upset about it.
Yeah, it's fucking.
He's still upset about it.
Yeah, I'd be
not as upset though.
Yeah. All right. Ian Fitzgerald writes, an easy way to distinguish daylight savings time from standard time. All right. Dawson.
There we go. Brace yourself for an overly long.
Exactly what we
do. Well, here's the thing. We all agreed, at least on this podcast last week, that just put PT, ET. Don't include the S or the D in the middle.
We don't need the middle.
We don't need the middle.
Right.
We don't need the D.
We don't need to know it. You know what type of fucking time it is.
Yeah.
Save the D.
But if you want to add it in, if you want to go extra
later.
If you want to go extra fancy and really, really get specific here, this is really confusing. But he says we spring forward into PDT into daylight time, and then we fall back to PST.
Pumpkin spice time.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe that's
so we fall back, as fall is pumpkin spice, to pumpkin spice time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, Matt just made it more coherent than the clock.
Yeah. Ian, how are you not relating this to the cuisine of the time?
No, Ian and I, we shared a psychic connection. I knew what he meant. I was finishing the thought for him.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you. Thanks, Ian, for that comment. But I think, I think Matt figured
Matt
out
just
pumpkin
spice. Yours, so, yeah.
Hey guys, you want to meet at 10 a.m. pumpkin spice time?
That's coming. That's coming this fall, baby. That's my new. It's my first time of the year in January. That's my new. That's my new fucking fall treatment.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the new. What's the food that comes out? I can't remember it now. God damn it!
Pumpkin
spice. You had another word for fall.
Autumn.
Had to do with yams or something.
Raisin season.
Raisin season.
That's right.
Raisin season.
Critical period.
Oh my god.
When raisins are actually used in our foods.
Raisin season is during pumpkin spice time, though, right?
It is. It continues through the end of the year. It continues a little further into the year, though.
Oh god, Shea Fondelets are going to be insufferable. Gary's going to shoot himself.
Let's be clear.
During the fall now. All right, Jamie Forrest writes, I thought everyone knew about the pineapple swinger thing, but I believe the official sign is the upside down pineapple. Signed, not a swinger.
So this is the new, like, get your left ear pierced, or is that what it was? Or, like, wear a bandana in your back pocket or something? Like, there's been these symbols through the era.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about. But
you know, now
right?
The swingers are going to have to change their shit.
Yeah.
Because we all know.
Now we know.
So I was taking clothes out of the dryer the other day, and you know, if you have, like, a sock that's kind of rolled up, it doesn't dry all the way. Like if you throw it, you throw it in. So I was taking everything out of the dryer. It's nice and dry. Everything was warm and dry, except I had a rolled up sock that was just a little less dry. But I don't want to run it through another dryer cycle, so I'm going to air dry this thing. So I take the sock and I put it on the doorknob.
Classic.
And then Jen comes home. She's like, "Why is there a sock on your doorknob?" Because I guess that's the college thing.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
Yeah, I do. But it's just like, we're at home. Like, why is it weird? I can't have a sock. Now college kids ruin me having a sock on the doorknob the way kids ruin me having apple juice and chicken tendies at this restaurant. Like, everything's just ruined for me. Just let me dry this sock out. No, the sock's wet, sweetie. I don't have anyone over. The sock is wet.
Which doorknob was it on?
Bedroom.
The one that you touch frequently. Now you have a wet piece of clothing that's soaking and staining the doorknob.
I don't close the door all the way. Like, it was an open door.
Soaking and staining the doorknob.
I'm just trying to help Jen out here, okay?
Soaking and staining it.
Look, yeah. Maybe it's, you know,
it's
something.
A doorknob. Maybe it's made of wood. Not a place to hang a wet sock.
Yes.
Where are you going to put your wet sock?
Over the shower.
I'm with you, man, but I would have just thrown
it
back
in
the dryer.
Bathtub. Put it in the backyard. Just lay it on the grass.
Air dry it. So the squirrels
can get
to it.
Throw it in the dryer and leave it there. The next time the dryer is going to go in use.
That's true. Great call, Dawson. You could just put it in the dryer without turning it on, and it will still air dry.
Yeah, I guess things could still air dry in there. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I won't do it again just because, it just caused too much controversy. But when I went to college, I didn't stay in dorms or anything like that, so I don't know how often people did that. But
yeah,
I can see people, like, you just put
it happened a lot. Not,
really?
Not for me. Let me be absolutely clear.
But you would
not
see socks on the doorknob a lot?
My roommate, yeah. I was on the reverse end of the sock on the doorknob several times.
Oh, so it was basically get lost for you?
It was my freshman year.
Make yourself busy.
I had a great roommate freshman year, and he was such a nice guy. And then the second semester, he started hooking up with this girl, and I believe to this day they're actually married and have a whole family, so God bless him. It was wonderful. But that whole second, like my whole spring semester of my freshman year, I was essentially not allowed in my dorm room.
Wow, that's and it you know what the worst part I've heard this story, and you know what the worst part was, Doss? He would use Matt's sock. Go and he'd see his own sock on that doorknob.
How humiliating.
Yeah,
used. It was used too.
Brutal. That sucks, man.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
You should have just done it to him.
Side, you should have done it to my next door neighbor. I should have. Well, geez, tell that to the fucking 500 smoking hot girls at my college.
Well,
that,
no, just to have some alone time in your room. At least, you know.
Oh yeah, put the sock on for alone time. That's good. That's not embarrassing.
No, but I mean, just like,
dude, Matt's got a girl there. No, man, he just puts it up there when he's by himself.
Okay, makes I didn't feel realize. Better. I would not have done well in college then. I probably would have done it like, you know, I just want to watch the TV show alone without any interruption here. Yeah, just do the sock. But there wasn't any better signal than that because that's just so obvious. It's so lame. Like, oh god, freaking has a sock on the doorknob or like a tie around the doorknob. You can't do something a little more subtle, you know? Put something like a guitar pick on the floor. Put a little hairband around
it. If
it's
too subtle, then you risk the roommate not noticing it. You know, it's got to really stand out.
I remember one time I was on a cruise and drunkenly just walking the halls because they have the open bar and we just, you know, stuffed our face with pizzas and we're walking back to our room and down these long halls. It looks like just like any hotel corridor. And we're walking by and I see three guys just sitting on the floor in the hall. Just like, you know, with their knees in their hands, just sitting there, just by quiet. And we're walking and we look like, you guys all right? And they go, yeah, friend has a girl in the room. So they're all three of them. They're four guys in this room. Three of them are just sitting out there just waiting for him to be done. I was like, oh man, good for you guys. Good for you. Tim Murphy says, I listened to this week's episode, last week's episode, Walking the Streets of Dublin.
Dublin.
So, I was
inspired.
Should
have been on the water cooler meetup. Jenks was repping the Jameson
shirt. Did you go see Phil Lynott?
Yeah. Well, Phil, the Thin Lizzy statue. By the way, do you still have that picture? I know we both took pictures with that. I was trying to find
somewhere.
It the other day. Yeah.
It's somewhere, dude. It exists somewhere.
Yeah. So he says, so I was inspired while walking the streets of Dublin. By the way, how cool is that people are listening to us all the way in Dublin?
That's amazing.
Freaking crazy.
That's radical.
Yeah. See, Matt, you have nothing to complain about. We have the best listeners and we reach far and wide. This is wonderful stuff. See, woo, woo, woo.
See, total Bobo boy call right there.
That's what I'm saying. So Tim says, because while listening to that show, I was inspired to turn Dawson's contributions to the show into an Irish toast.
Mm.
May your cables remain out of sight. May your drinks come in excess. And may your stacked wood never be on fire. Cheers.
It's good. It's good. It's solid. It's
good. Yeah.
I mean, it's no may the wind be at your back, but you're there.
Did it say cheers or did it say the Irish word for cheers?
No, I said cheers. There was no Irish word. It actually ended at the end of the toast. But I think they say cheers. Why wouldn't you say cheers?
They don't.
Sláinte.
They have their own word, sláinte. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's actually a fantastic transition into my chef on delay. Doesn't need to happen right the second, but sláinte, it's coming back. I'm just letting you know.
Dude, well, let's freaking go into some chef on delay. I love a fantastic transition. Here we go.
Oh, no.
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the menu?
Yeah, Gary's not here. Sorry. All right. So this is actually the first of a two-part chef on delay. This is the spectacular birthday celebration for my wife that happened a number of weeks ago. I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet because there's just been so many Shay topics to get to. But let me tell you guys about this bar. I've mentioned it before. I've been there before. It's called Here Nor There. And it's one of these super fancy schmancy cocktail bars. You actually
But where'd you guys go?
It's called Here Nor There.
I get it, it's Here Nor There, but where's this place?
That's what it's called. They have their own app. You have to like request the like passcode for the gate buzzer for them to let you in. It's like a true speakeasy. And the first time I went there, I told you guys the theme was colors. And so every drink was just named after a color. It's like a famous, a fancy cocktail bar. It was like, oh, have the orange or the green. Very, I don't even know the right word for it, but kind of on the silly end, unintentionally silly, pretentious. That's what I'm looking for, a little pretentious. But it's fun. They do switch up the theme every now and again. So we went there for my wife's birthday cocktails before the dinner, and I was stoked to see what theme they're gonna have this time. And I'm a little disappointed to report there actually were between themes.
Oh,
they're saying there's a new theme coming in like a month, but for now we just kind of have like a greatest hits of past themes that we've done.
Our theme is purgatory.
Our theme is there is no theme. It's just a bunch of random shit basically. So they had drinks from the colors menu, so I was like, I'm not gonna have those anymore. They had another theme called minimalism, which
you don't like colored drinks.
All right, Dawson, let's not go there.
Minimalism. So
minimalism,
what, the least effort
that
you can possibly put.
Theme. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not drinking anything on your minimalist. Like, here's a fucking shot of whiskey. Hope you have some apple juice to chase it. You know, like that. I don't want anything like that. They had another one that was milk washed highballs.
Milk washed? What does that mean?
It's like this weird process where they kind of distill the alcohol down. I was not interested in it. So essentially, three quarters of the menu was off limits to me. I was not going to have
any
of
these
drinks.
Dude, this is not okay.
This was not okay.
This is not okay.
But the existing sample menu was called Globalism. I'm not generally a fan of globalism. However, I do like this idea that there'll be drinks from around the world. And so I decided to have a couple cocktails from the globalism menu. The first one was called Milk and Honey. It was rum, clarified milk. Huh? Chris, you like milk?
I like clarified milk. That's
so
like
clear,
a new thing.
It's clear?
It's like clear milk.
It's like a process they do where they separate it. Some of my drinks at my wedding had like clarified milk in it.
It was served in like fancy China, like pinkies up tea time kind of thing with like a dehydrated pineapple. I gotta say, it was pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Okay, this is okay now.
That was pretty good. Round two, sláinte. That was the name of the cocktail. All right.
There you go.
Bringing it back to sláinte, which again is the Irish word for cheers. It's spelled kind of funny, but I knew because I've been to Dublin before how to say sláinte, and as it turned out, the waiter was from Dublin, and he was like, I'm really glad that you said it right, because a lot of people don't know how to say it right.
How do you spell it?
Do you know Phil Lynott?
S-L- AINTE.
Oh,
like slain TE.
Oh, strange. Yeah.
Let's launch it.
What does it mean? So, like, what? Why? People in Ireland speak English. What? What is that?
Maybe it's like an old Gaelic word. I actually don't know the origin.
Gaelic. Whoa, yeah. Matt. Whoa, yeah. Whoa. Jeez, dude.
So
it means long life.
Kids, listen to this show. We're I'm not trying to get canceled.
Lots
here.
Of potatoes.
So the slancha was. It's a classic.
St. Patrick drove out the snakes. It means all that stuff.
Yeah, it's all the
it means all of that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
It's essentially their version of an Irish coffee. And he told me that this is the best Irish.
The
coffee.
Hair on my balls is red. It also means that, you know.
That's not what I meant. Now I get said it. Though.
Yeah, but now I understand what Dawson's saying.
This guy said this was the best Irish coffee you're ever going to have. And I said, well, you've obviously never been to the Miami International Airport because I nearly missed the flight having that very drink. But I did decide to go on this journey with the
what
Irish
if he had been to the Miami International Airport?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. He was right. This actually was an even better Irish whiskey. And what made it so amazing was...
Wait, Irish whiskey or Irish coffee?
Sorry, Irish coffee.
Okay.
The cream at the top was like banana cream. And it was the texture of like just slightly melted ice cream. And again, you got the hot coffee and the whiskey underneath it. And so you just had this constant hot and cold and the mixing of the two. And it was spectacular.
Have you been to the Buena Vista in San Francisco?
I have not. No.
Okay.
Well, you can't really say anything, Matt, until you've tried that.
You got to try that.
I'll tell you what. Next time I go to New York, maybe I'll.
What
do
you do a food segment or something? You haven't been there.
Yeah. Next time you go to New York, Matt, this is what you do for the best Irish coffee. You go to New York, and you buy a plane ticket to San Francisco because the Buena Vista is in San Francisco, and you take a flight to San Francisco.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
You go to the Buena Vista, and you have the best Irish coffee you've ever had.
Well, I'll tell you what. On the this week's Patreon episode, I will be continuing this two-part Chez Fondelet as for my wife's birthday dinner, we went to a restaurant that's run by a semi-famous celebrity chef. Very hoity-toity stuff. I'll be happy to get into it next time. But until then, that's what's on the menu.
Yes. Speaking of, Dawson's about to kick in too. Wait, semi-famous celebrity chef, but you won't tell us who? We got to wait for the Patreon?
Yeah, let's wait for the Patreon, man.
Okay.
Tease it.
Is it Guy Fieri?
No, if I told Julie we're going out for dinner tonight, celebrity chef Guy Fieri.
Semi-famous. Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a name that you guys probably won't know, but maybe I'll list some credits and you'll start to understand what I'm saying.
Wiley Dufresne.
None of these things.
Stinky Cheese.
Although,
Andy
Jose Andres. My God, bizarre.
Is it Andy Dufresne?
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption. Great movie.
And
yeah.
All right. Well, we'll can't wait to hear that. For make sure to tune in to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/watercooler for the continuation of Matt's Chez Fondelets, which are now taking place as miniseries each one.
Prestige TV is the new movies. So I feel like a multi-part segment is the new singular podcast segment.
You're right. Our movies
trying
getting
to play with the format.
Our movies just getting like, I don't know. These people are more excited about TV shows now. Is it just because we like things stretched out a little longer? Like when I watch movies, I'm like, that happened too fast. All that was just way too fast.
Mm.
I needed that to be a series.
I mean, I listen to a great movie podcast called The Big Picture. It's part of the Ringer Podcast Network. And they recently had a conversation that was directly about how TV has sort of taken the place of 70s cinema. Lots of like gritty anti-heroes and amoral people. That's sort of what we used to expect that in movies like Taxi Driver and, you know, movies from the 70s and 80s, but now it's kind of moved into TV, and all of the like Oscar Best Picture winners are all these super uplifting stories. And it's sort of like, why is it that movies now have I guess they just have this financial incentive where you can't take the risk of being a little bit dark because you need to appeal to a global audience versus on TV, you don't have to risk as much money. And so you can take bigger risks in your storytelling. None of these ideas are mine. I just regurgitating what I listen to. But since you asked, I find
it all interesting. Like in how back in the day, I mean, just even years ago, movie stars like, oh, I would never do a TV show. Like TV shows were like frowned upon, but now like Harrison Ford's in a TV show. So it's Kevin Costner with TV shows. It's kind of crazy. All right. Anyway, let's go around and get our plugs in and then we'll GTFO. So I'll start over there in Austin, like Texas.
Champ has a plug.
Matt, what do you suggest everybody check out?
Well, I've got two things for people to check out, and they're both on the crime front. First, I have started a new gig. I'm now producing a new podcast called The Presumption, and there is now a trailer available on pretty much every podcast platform. Our first episode is going to drop this upcoming Tuesday, the 13th. If you guys have heard of the Alex Murdaugh case, very famous national headlines, murders out of South Carolina, Alex Murdaugh's defense attorney is one of the hosts of this podcast, and the other host is a prominent defense attorney from Los Angeles. So I've been producing this show remotely. I'm super excited about it, The Presumption. So please subscribe, check out the trailer for that. And then also, coincidentally, my latest Sword and Scale Nightmares episode is available right now. The episode's called Kid Van. I describe it as an extra murdery version of Catch Me If You Can. It's about like a con man, but he kills a lot of people. So you can check that out as well. That's Sword and Scale Nightmares, and that episode's called Kid Van.
Look at Matt. Dude, keeping himself busy. So The Presumption and Kid Van. All right. Dos, how about you?
So coming up this week, next week is the Comedy Chateau Comedy Festival, and I got three shows on that opening night, Sunday, June 11th, and then Thursday night, the 15th, and Saturday night, closing night, and those are some pretty prime spots, so I got to bring some people. But you can get free tickets. Follow me at Dos Angeles for the code. I think it's Fest Mike. But yeah, June 11th, June 15th, and June 17th in North Hollywood. Boom. Please try to come out one of those nights. It'll be a lot of fun.
All righty. And as for me, and by the way, Dawson's been getting the call to do a lot of stand-up, so please support. And it sounds like a fun festival. And as for me, follow DJ Khaled on Instagram for some of the best posts and golf posts you'll ever see. All right, that will do it for Water Cooler. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you later this week for Patreon. Goodbye. We love you. Woo-woo. 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 Woo-woo.